All right, good morning to you. Good to see you here today. I don't know if you noticed the sound of communion there, but that was just kind of cool standing there and just listening to all of you open up that the top on that. I don't know, just that little crinkle going all over the place of worship here this morning was really neat. Hey, listen, today is week number two of our series entitled Vantage Point, okay? Last week I talked to you about how, you know, where you're standing and looking at life matters because it brings meaning and purpose. Our vantage point in life brings meaning and purpose to our existence as we live. And today, I want to take that one step further and talk to you about how important why is. Okay, now I don't know how many of you can see this. Let me do this right here, and I think Michael can probably get a close up of that and throw it up here on the screen, and you can see it. If you've ever been in my office visiting with me, You'll know that this little ceramic thing is sitting on my desk, actually on my computer monitor, and it's almost comical because throughout many years, you know, people will see this sitting on my desk, and it's like, okay, are they listening to me? You know, I mean, people come to find understanding about the deep things of life, and I catch them looking at this, and you know, I can tell that they're just wondering, what in the world is that? Does anybody know who this is? This is Garfield's girlfriend. Okay? Garfield's girlfriend. Do you know what her name is? Arlene. Arlene, right here on the bottom of it, it says Arlene. Arlene is Garfield's girlfriend. I love the lips. I don't know if you can see the lips on there or not, but I just love the lips, and I always say, you know, my girlfriend Arlene is always there, always watching out for me, keeping an eye on me, you know, and everything. And it's funny because people are like looking, and you can tell they're wondering, what in the world is that? And then I tell them, do you know who that is? And they're like, no. And I said, that's Garfield's girlfriend. You know, and a lot, some people know that. Very few people realize that her name was Arlene. But here's the thing. Once people know that, they're like, okay, John's not as weird as I thought he was. Right? Right? Now, if you've been in my office talking to me too, you've probably seen this as well. Okay? That is sitting on the shelf in my office. And it's the same thing. You know, people will come in and they'll see this on my shelf and they're like, okay, John's playing with Barbie dolls. And then I tell them the story that 20-some years ago, when my youngest daughter, Kristen, was really into Barbie dolls, I saw this Barbie doll and I bought it. And I can't remember. I know it was really expensive even back then. And I gave it to her, I wrapped it up, I gave it to her at Christmas time, and she opened this up at Christmas time, she looked at it, and she said, Dad, I'm getting a little old for this. Here, you want this probably more than I do. She gave it back to me. She gave it back to me as soon as she opened it, and I've never opened this, okay? This Barbie doll's hair is pristine, okay? It's never been out of the box. And it's interesting because people see this in my office, and you can tell they're just wondering. And then I tell them the story. You know, I tell them the why, and they're, oh, okay, John's not playing with dolls. All right, you know? And you can just see their worry for me goes way, way down in life. Now, why is that important this morning? It's important this morning because why matters. Why matters in our life, in our existence. And if you don't know something's purpose, you're likely to abuse it. Think about that. People worry about me when they see these things until they know the why. And then it's like, oh, okay, they totally understand that. It's important for us to know that one of the most important things to realize when we're talking about how we look at life, the vantage point from where what we see, where we see life from, that why matters. Why matters? So here's what I want to encourage you with. You ever heard of Simon Sinek? I love Simon Sinek. He's one of the smartest people I know. And he said this. If you ever get a chance to listen to him, to hear him, to read him, take advantage of it. He said, people don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. People don't buy what you do. They buy why you do it. In other words, the passion that you bring to the life that you live is really, really, really important. That's why I want to encourage you today to find your why. I mean, think about it. Why bother? Well, you know why you try. Know why you get up in the morning. Know why God has given you this wonderful gift of life. And once you embrace the why, the what becomes so beautiful and such a marvelous opportunity to honor God in the way that you live. You know, I found a passage of Scripture a few weeks ago when I was studying this that really has gotten its way down inside me. You ever gotten an earworm? You know, yesterday, and I'm dare not going to even tell you what it was, but Arlene and her sister who's visiting with us, they mentioned this song. And all day long, I just found myself humming this song, singing this song. Just I couldn't get it out of my mind. And I finally actually said to Linda, Arlene's sister, thanks a lot, Linda, for this earworm, right? See here, I want to give you an earworm. I want to hear to God saying to you, find your why. Here's the passage. David, talking about David in Acts chapter 13 in verse 36. This is amazing. Look at what it says here. It says, now when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his ancestors and his body decayed. Now when you read that verse of Scripture, what is it? What kind of image does it conjure up in your mind? When David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep. He was buried with his ancestors, and his body decayed. You know, on the one hand, I think that verse almost has a grossness to it. Is that life? You live. You die, you're buried, and you rot. I mean, is that it? But then on the other hand, I read this verse and I just think it's kind of cool because it said, when David had served God's purpose. You see, it's not just that you live, you die, and you decay. It's that while we are here, while we are living, we have to serve God's purpose. He served God's purpose. He fulfilled his calling. He understood his why. He accomplished his what by serving the purpose that God had given to him. You see, we make so much of life about the what. And we don't spend near enough time thinking about the why. Because the why is what gives meaning and purpose to the life that we live. Dr. Miles Monroe, a preacher of our day, he said that the greatest tragedy in life is not death, it's life without a purpose. I agree with that, don't you? The greatest tragedy in life is not dying, it's not death, it's living and then dying, never having a purpose in life. You know, I think at times like this, with the whole COVID thing and, And you know, we didn't see it coming. We don't fully understand it. You know, it's caused this massive global panic, and you know, all we want to do is protect ourselves and protect our loved ones. And you know, they shut down the entire world. But yet we have this tension between wanting to honor life and save lives, but yet, you know, it's killed our economy and it's saved some lives, but it's ruined others. And there's so much about this, it's like, okay, why? And if we don't understand the why, we can't make sense out of the what. So listen, friends. I want to encourage you to get motivated. And maybe you're here this morning and you don't feel like that you have a reason. That you don't have meaning and purpose behind what you're doing in life. Maybe you're here today and you will admit that you've lost your why. You've lost your purpose. It says that David served God's purpose. And then he did what everybody does. He died. He was buried, and he decayed. So before we die and are buried and decay, let's talk about our purpose in life. Because so many times things can knock us off our purpose. But once we understand the why, the what makes a whole lot more sense. So let me give you a few statements, and then let me talk about these statements and encourage you with your why and my why this morning. Here's the first thing. Listen, folks, your purpose isn't for you. Your purpose is God's purpose. One of the most beautiful things about the life of King David was that he understood this. Psalm 57, verse 2, you familiar with it? David said, I cry out to God Most High, to God who will fulfill His purpose for me. David understood that his purpose was not really his purpose, but that it was God's purpose. Your purpose, it isn't for you. Your purpose is God's purpose. Now think about this for a moment, folks. What is purpose? Well, purpose has to do with original intent. You know, purpose has to do with the reasons why you're here. Not just that you are here, not that you're here to just experience this or to enjoy this or to be blessed by this, but the reasons why, the reasons behind it all. That's what purpose is. And if you don't know something's purpose, you are likely to abuse it. You see, the most pure definition of sin that we can have is just this idea of missing the mark, right? That's exactly what the Greek word for sin means. It means missing the mark. So really, the entire definition of sin is missing the purpose that God has put us here for. That we are abusing our purpose. That we are abusing our why. And listen, folks, sometimes we run right by what God wants for us to embrace something else in life. You know, just yesterday afternoon, Arlene and I, we drove to Pittsburgh to pick up Sarah and Mark. And the kids, they'd gone to Florida to visit Mark's parents. And they were down there during Jack's birthday, and they had a great time. But they came back home, and we went and picked them up. And we just simply drove into the arrivals lane, and we stood there and waited for them a couple minutes. And I went over by the door, and you know, I was anxious to see Sarah and Mark and the kids. And Jack burst out of the door, and he said, Pappy! And I said, Jack! And I bent down like this, and he's running for me. And I went to grab him, and he ran right by me into Arlene's arms. Right by me. right by me into Arlene's arms. And I thought about this mess, and yeah, that's what we do. We run right by what God has for us, right into something else, right? We do that, don't we? I mean, I wonder how many times God has seen us and actually put our purpose, our meaning, our why right in front of us. And we go right by it looking for something else. You see, instead of finding our why, we talk about treating ourselves. Right? You ever talked about that? Or pampering ourselves. That we make life all about us. That we want what is popular, and even though it makes us miserable. There's no purpose in that. Or we choose to embrace what's powerful. Even though many times when we gain power, we hate life. No purpose. Or we choose what's prosperous. Have you ever noticed that some of the most wealthiest people in the world are some of the most depressed? Popular yet miserable. Power yet we hate life. Prosperous yet depressed. No purpose. You see, we have to understand our why. We are created for heaven, but we are living in this world which has some of the most tremendous distractions that we can imagine. And so many people are searching in this world for something that this world cannot provide. Listen, folks, learn from David this morning. Your purpose isn't for you. David said that he cried out to the Lord, to God who will fulfill his purpose in me. David understood this better than most. Your purpose isn't for you. Your purpose is God's purpose. Now let me give you another statement that I think builds on this, that's very beautiful and powerful. Your purpose is not something that you find. Your purpose, you serve God's purpose. Your purpose isn't something that you find. You don't find your purpose. You serve your purpose. Think about it. David, when he was in God's will, he wasn't pursuing a dream. He wasn't checking things off his bucket list. David served God's purpose. I mean, when God said that David is going to be the next king of Israel, where was David found? He was found in the field tending sheep. And even though Samuel, God's prophet, was going to anoint him as the next king, notice what David was doing. He wasn't concerned with his resume. He wasn't strategizing about his brand. He wasn't even trying to get noticed or discovered. He wasn't trying to find his big break. He wasn't trying to make a viral video that he can put on TikTok and it can go viral around the world. He was simply taking care of sheep. Now look at this passage, Psalm 78, verse 70. I love this. It says, "He, God, chose his servant David, calling him from the sheep pens. He took David from tending the ewes and lambs and made him the shepherd of Jacob's descendants, God's own people, Israel." Isn't that a beautiful? Isn't that a beautiful statement about David, about who he was, about how he understand the why of his existence? That his purpose wasn't his purpose, it was God's purpose. His purpose was simply serving God. Finding your purpose means that you will serve God. David wasn't seeking a position, he was serving a purpose. Remember Goliath? You know, I love the stories of David, and you know, he such highs and such lows, but here was Goliath, and what was Goliath doing? He was taunting the army of God. Why did God choose David? I mean, he wasn't top in any military class. You know, in describing his other brothers, they were much more strong physical specimens. He seemed to be the last one on the list that God would choose to fight the giant Goliath. He wasn't the biggest. He wasn't the ripped, valiant warrior. He wasn't the richest. He wasn't the most powerful. He hadn't closed the biggest deal. He was just a little boy, a teenager, taking Lunchables to his brothers in the battlefield. But see, folks, while David wasn't hoping for his big break, David was faithful. David was faithful serving God's purpose. You see, your purpose isn't for you. Your purpose is for God. You don't find your purpose. You serve God's purpose. In other words, it all starts with the why. You know, I remember a conversation that Bob Martin had with all the freshmen that came to Johnson Bible College to enter ministry. And he probably always said this same thing, but I've never forgotten this after all these years. He got all the freshmen together, and he said, "Folks, if you are not here for the right reasons, it really doesn't matter how well you do. If you're not here for the right reasons, it doesn't matter how well you do." Now, what does that mean? What that means is that the why is really important. And yet your purpose is not something you find. It's something that you serve. And if you have that closeness with God, I thought it was so interesting yesterday. I don't remember who did it. Somebody posted a meme on Facebook. And it said, "Religion is a man in church thinking about fishing. A relationship is a man fishing thinking about God." You see, it's so easy to get off track, to get off kilter, to think about something else. You know, some of you right now, I would dare think that who knows what some of us are thinking about right now. But I know what we should be thinking about. That's just what a beautiful opportunity we have to serve Him. So let me give you the third one. If you want to serve God's purpose, start serving God's people. You see, David was known as a marvelous king. When David was at his best, it's when he denied himself and thought about the kingdom that God had given him to serve. When David was at his worst, it's when he thought about himself and he put his own desires above the desire that should have been all above all others, and that was to serve God faithfully. So what do you want to accomplish in life? Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to become an entrepreneur. You know, the word today in our culture, maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't. You heard this, you know, "I want to be an influencer." Right? You got all these people online. They want to be an influencer. Not necessarily for good. I just want people to pay attention to me. You know, I want to earn six figures. I want to be famous. All those things are so, so lame, but it's never lame to love and to serve other people. Jesus, Mark chapter 10 and verse 45, look at this. "Not even the Son of Man, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." So instead of wanting to be this great business person, maybe we just want to say, "You know what, I want to create things that help people." Or instead of, you know, becoming an author or this, that, and the other, you know, maybe I just want to write things that encourage people and help people. Or instead of saying, you know what, I want a huge ministry, I want to do... No, maybe we should just want to love and serve people. You aren't called, folks, to sing a platform. You aren't called to seek power. You're not called to seek position. You are called to serve people. Don't let the devil rob you of your why. Serve him today. You know, it's amazing how you can brainstorm and come up with so many ways to do this. Pick up groceries for your neighbor. You know, volunteer to go by the drugstore to pick up somebody's prescriptions. Oh, here's a good one, and a lot of folks have done this here at First Church. You know, make masks. You know, when this all started, it's like, man, I don't know where to get a mask. I've got 15 masks now. Just different people making them, sharing them, you know, giving them. Or how about this? Be a prayer warrior. Do something that puts other people in the line ahead of yourself. Folks, you don't have to do something grand. You just have to do something small with a grand heart. Because listen, folks, the most joyful moment in life is when you do something for someone else. That is the purpose that God has for us. But here's the thing, folks. You know, when you talk about this kind of thing, people say, yeah, you know, that's it, Pastor John. You are so right. That's going to be my goal. That's going to be my assignment for the future. But listen, folks, I don't want to talk to you about the future. I want to talk to you about right now. Because how you're doing with this right now is really your why. Taking care of sheep. Bringing snacks to your brothers on the battlefield. David wasn't a man after his own glory. It says that he was a man after God's own heart. That's why he served God's purpose. And that's the way you and I can serve God's purpose today. But you can't do it unless you work out the why. So I encourage you this week, or even today, to do this. To get somewhere by yourself and have a conversation with your Heavenly Father. And don't ask Him what. God, what do you want me to do? No. Ask Him, God, why am I here? God, what's my why? What's the fundamental issues at the base of my life that I need to be concerned about? God, what is my why? Because when we find the what becomes something that we can do with so much more passion, so much more meaning, so much more purpose. It can give us a vantage point, the starting point. It can give us a vantage point that will make a tremendous difference in what we seek to do in life. So remember, folks, listen, your purpose isn't for you. You have to discover your purpose from God. You don't find your purpose. You serve God's purpose. And if you really want to serve God's purpose, we have to start by serving God's people. Because what did the apostle say? The apostle said, how can we say we love God whom we can't see when we don't love our brother and sister who we can see? They'll know that you're Christians by your love, by how you care about each other very, very deeply. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, Lord, we pray that right now that you would Energize us, Lord, to live for you. Help us, Lord, not to be overconsumed by the what of life, but Lord, help us to spend some time thinking about the why. Why we get up every day. Of why you gave us life. Of why, Lord, that you give us not just strength for this day, but hope for tomorrow. And may we know, Lord, that that is all wrapped up in understanding your purpose and not our own. And God, I pray that every decision that we will make, that we make in life, will be based on our understanding of that, of why we're here, and that our purpose is wrapped up in you. And God, I pray that you'd be with each person in this room today. Help us, Father, to seek this out, to, Lord, give us this vantage point, and may it make a difference, Lord, in our todays and all of our tomorrows. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.